Today, Shiz Masech Babam Tzi, Daf Chav Gimel, we begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Be'ez Amid Be'ez, 8 lines from the bottom, Tashma. In our previous year, we had learned actually 2 machloikus. One machloikus was about Simen Hasi Lidaris, a Simen which is going to fall off. How does the halacha view such a Simen? Rava Amma. Loyava Simon, Rava's opinion is that it's not considered a valid Simon. Rava, Marava's opinion is that have a Simon, it's considered a valid Simon. And the other machlokes we learned was regarding if the person who found something, if the owners who lost something, are able to identify where the lost object was found. Mokim. Is that considered a good reason to give him back? Rava said no, and Rava said yes. And we begin today, Shir Toshma, Krichas, as we discussed already in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the parak. Krichas are small bundles of grain that Rishus HaRabim, if they have found the Rishus HaRabim, they belong to the finder. If they're found in the Rishus HaYachid, Noitel Machris, the halacha requires that the person who found them make an announcement that he found them. Halumos, which are large bundles of grain, Bein Rishus Rabim or Bein Rishus Yochid, whether they were found Rishus Rabim and when Rishus Yochid, the halacha is Noitel Machris, an announcement is required. So Rava, so ask them where Rava, who explained that our Mishnah says that if Krichas are found, if small bundles are found Rishus Rabim, they always belong to the finder because it's a Simna Osila Doris, it's a Simna that's going to fall out. How will he be able to explain this brisa, who says that by umois you have to make an announcement because of their simen? But Rava holds that that simen is not going to be a valid simen. Rava, who holds that only when they don't have a simen do you keep them. How is he going to differentiate or explain the differentiation that this brisa suggest between umos and krichos? And as the achronim explain, why is this question so valid after learning the brisa? So the Sefer Taras Chaim explains this: it's speaking when it doesn't have a simen. So if the krichos fell and nobody leaves krichos and shus rabim, they're small and there's no simen where they were kept. So certainly they belong to the finder. But the umos, which are larger, and they are the type of object that would be left in Rishus Rabim, so therefore, the makom should be a simen. But now that we've introduced into this equation, as we said at the beginning of this year, that they also argue over makom, how are we going to be able to explain this brisa? Says the Gemara, Rava Matarasul Tamei, Rava is successful to be has a way to explain the brisa that it should be consistent with his position, rather that it's talking that it has a simen, and the kriches have a simen, and the Gemara is going to explain everything. Obviously, for rather matatzel tamei that the simen here is the makom, the where it was kept, and the Gemara explains itself. Rather matatzel tamei b'yesh b'simen. That the krichas have a simen. And the reason, if they have a simen, the obvious question that comes up is krichas b'rishus harabim, if they have a simen, why harayel shaloi, do they belong to the finder? Says Ravim shum de midrasa, because they are constantly stepped on and the simen will fall off. B'rishus hayochid, where there are not so many people walking, there, Noitel Machris, the finder needs to make an announcement because the Lai Midrasa, the Krichas are not stepped upon, and therefore they'll be kept. You could always have an identifying mark how to return them. Almost when we speak about the large bundles, Beimishus Rabban Berishus Yochan Noitel Machris. How you make an announcement, because Kivin de Gvim, since they're large, they're omis, So since they're large and they're umas, loy midrasa, they're protected and they won't fall off. That's how Rabbah will explain the brisa. Rava b'tarsa tamei makom, that there is a way of identifying them by the place that they were found. Krichas rishus rabim, the reason of krichas are found rishus rabim harei shaloi, if he's able to identify where it was found, why should it not be returned? Says the Gemara, because we're referring here to a situation, since they're krichas and since they're small, minchtefa, they roll around, and therefore the place where they were kept is not some, the place where they were put is not going to be a good simon. And the way I saw the sefer, Mayana Achochim explains, since it's that, because he asks a question, we don't know for sure that that happened. So if it's, we don't know for sure that's happened, why shouldn't we have to make an announcement? So he says that since it's so common that they should not be kept in the place where they left, since it's so very common that it's not going to be kept in the place where they left, there's going to be yish. And moreover, says Rav Moshe Tzatzal in the Sefer Dibros Moshe, he explains that when we rely on a simon, we only rely on a simon when you could be very exact in identifying where this was found. If you're not able to make a very clear identification where it was found, then it's not a reliable simon. And explains Rav Moshe that that's exactly what the Gemara is saying, that since these krichas are so small, so it's difficult to make a clear identification where they were found. And since it's difficult to make a clear indication where they were found, that's why we can't rely on the simon when they're small. However, Rishus HaYochid, if the krichas were left in Rishus HaYochid, where there aren't that many people walking, Chayiv Lachris, then the place where they were left become a good simon, the Loy Mishtefa, because they don't get moved around. Velumais, and when we talk about large bundles, then explains Rava, Beim Rishus Ram, Beim Rishus HaYochid, Noitel Machris, an announcement is required, because Kivan the Yekiri, since they're heavy, Loy Mishtefa, they don't get pushed around. So the Gemara continues, asking a question from our Mishnah on the opinion of Rava. The Mishnah said, Kikra shanachtam, if a baker baked loaves, harayel shaloi, the finder keeps them. Hosh shabalabais. The obvious thing in our Mishnah is that if they belonged to a private person, then the halacha would be chayv l'hakris, an announcement is required. And the question is, Shabalabais Maitama, what's the reason if they were break by a private individual, do you have to make an announcement? Because Kivan Disposimon, since there's an identifying mark, made the Yediyah, it becomes a way to know the rift of the inishu, that this bread, this loaf that was baked by this individual, he baked it the way he bakes it with his exact form, and therefore with his unique form, and therefore it's a simon. Loishna, if that's the case, that the shape of the loaf becomes a simon, then it doesn't make a difference where the loaf was found. Loishna b'shus rabim, loishna b'shus ayachid, it doesn't make a difference where it was found. The shape of the loaf is what is identifying mark, and therefore, anoit l'machris, therefore the halacha requires that we make the announcement. So, but obviously, any simon on a loaf is a simon osir ledrus. It's going to fall off. Yet we see that it's alma, simon osir ledrus have a simon. It's considered a valid simon, and asked the Gemara to Yufta the Rava, who said that a simon osir ledrus is not a good simon. Amma Allah Rava responds Rava, Hossam, the reason why the halacha is different by the kikrish shel balabayis, b'shem de ema vir meloichim. Somebody who finds food on the street, is not gonna leave it there. And since he's not gonna leave it there, it's not going to get, the simon is not gonna fall off. And there's a machlokes rishonim Rashi and other Rishonim is how to understand this Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos explain that what the Gemara means to say is that you're not allowed to leave the bread on the Rashi and Tosfos explain that you're not allowed to leave the bread on the floor. And therefore, since you're not allowed to leave the bread on the floor when you see bread on the floor, there's no concern that somebody's going to step on them and make the siman fall off. The Miri explains that what the halacha is, that you're not obligated to step, you're not allowed to step in them. But even though people do not necessarily have to pick them up, still the halacha is that you're not allowed to step on them. And therefore, since you're not allowed to step on them, the siman will be protected. Ask the Gemara. But why are we comfortable with this? Vika Nachrim, aren't there Nachrim and the Shusarabim who aren't careful? Answers the Gemara, even Nachrim who don't have this level of respect for food that we have, as we just explained from the Rishonim, but Nachrim Chash L'Kshofim. Nachrim are concerned about food that's left publicly, that it may be, there may be kishuf involved with that food. And because they're concerned about kishuf, that's why they won't step on it. Here we learn how Chazal was so concerned that we treat food with the greatest respect. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch gives us some examples. One of the halacha is that we're not allowed to use food. We have a plate on the table that's not steady. We're not allowed to use food to balance that plate. Moreover, the halacha is that food which is could be used for human consumption should not be used for animal consumption. And the Rishonim explained that somebody who doesn't treat, somebody who disrespects food is like a person who's showing disrespect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the food that we have in this world was given to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore not respecting it is showing a lack of respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave it to us. In fact, I saw a very interesting machloikus hachroinim, and that is if food, there was a minig, the Shlok quotes, that they would hang up a piece of matzah on the wall, matzah that was left over from the Seder, which was a shmira. In fact, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Nun Dalet, Pasuk Tes, we called Tzori Hatzileni, which is the Rashi Tevz of matzah. But the Shlo himself says that there are those that didn't do this because they felt it was a disrespect to food. It's interesting to point out that Rav Yoshev Zatzal said that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have to pick up, even though Rashi and Tosfos said we have to pick up the food that we find in the street, that halacha doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh, because certainly nobody's going to eat food that was found on the street in the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the concern that we have to show respect, we're not going to eat it anyway. Ask the Gemara, back to our Gemara, why do we say that the loaves that are there, we have to make an announcement because nobody's going to disrespect food? Ask the Gemara, Vayikra Nachrim. So the Gemara answered, Nachrim Chayish L'Kshofim. But ask the Gemara, so yes, we could say that about Nachrim. However, ask the Gemara, Vayikra Behemim B'Klovim, animals and dogs that certainly don't have the intelligence to recognize that and will disrespect the food, answers the Gemara. Our Mishnah is referring to the situation, that no animals, so we're not worried about what they would do to these loaves. So again, we're back to the machloikis that we started, and the Gemara wants to suggest that the machloikis of a rabbi and rava is actually a machloikis tanoim, because the Mishnah says, Yehuda Omer kol sheyesh b'shini, anything which is different than usual, chayv lahachris. Ketzat, and he gave examples. Matzah, igul, b'toyche cheres. If you find some figs, and in there there's a piece of earthenware, kikur b'toyche mas, or if there's a loaf, of loaf and there's money in it. Says the Gemara, what's the connection? Mechlal, the Tanakama Sover, the Tanakama holds that even if these foods have something unusual, Harel Shaloi, the person who found them may keep them. So the Gemara says that what is the machloik? How do we understand the machloikus? Sivru de Kulama, everybody is agreeable. Simen haba me'elav, a simen that happened by itself. Nobody deliberately puts cheres into their figs. Everybody is agreeable that that's still considered, have a simen, it's considered a valid simen. And everybody agrees that mavayrim hal oichlim, even though people do walk by food and don't necessarily show respect to it. So what therefore is the machlokes? My lav, the simen also lidrus kamefligi. The machlokes is how does the halacha view a simen that easily comes off? Marsov, the Tanakama's opinion is lo have a simen, and Ramarsover and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that has a simen. So that's how the Gemara says, assuming the machlokes. So the Ritva asks that according to Rashi and Tosfos that taught us a few moments ago that there's an iser to leave food on the floor, how can we have a question that now we're going to say ma virim al oichlim? So he says that they're going to explain that ma virim al oichlim means that they, how far, maybe that's the machlokes, we'll be able to say that's the machlokes of Rashi and the Meiri, how far must we respect food? Do we leave it on the floor or could we not leave it on the floor? Amar Azud Mishmei Durova, Isak Datach, if you're going to say that the Kosova Tanakama, that is the opinion of the Tanakama and our Mishnah, that Simon also Lidoris Loyav Simon, that's not considered a valid Simon, and you're also going to hold Mavir Maloichlim, so then the question is, do we, the halacha that we just discussed a few moments ago, Kikorish Shabalabayis Rishus Rabbim, if you found loaves of the Balabayas in the Rishus, unique shaped loaves, why do you have to announce them? Amai Machris, it's a Simen Ha'osu Lidoris. Elam Rav Zud Mishmei Derava, the Kulama, everybody's going to have to obviously be of the opinion, the Simen Ha'osu Lidoris have a Simen. And Mavir Mela Oichlim, and the Halacha doesn't require that we should take that strict approach to food. V'hocha, the machlokes is, how does the halacha look at a simen that I did not deliberately create? Tanakam sover, simen abo me'elav leh have a simen, that's not going to be considered a valid simen. And there's two ways of explaining this. I think what Rashi means to say, that that's not adequate to be a simen. A Tosfos pshat seems to be that when is a simen considered a simen? A simen is considered a simen where I went out of the way to make a simen, and as we're learning Perek Eilu Metzius, we certainly understand why somebody would go out of the way to make a simen in case it got lost. But a simen abo me'elav, which I didn't go out of the way to make the simen, doesn't have the qualities of a simen. And therefore, Yehuda Sover, therefore the Tanakama holds lo have a simen. Yehuda Sover have a simen. Rava Amalach, and Rava is going to explain the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda's machloikus. The Kulam is simen also lidoros lo have a simen. That the simen that's going to come off is not a valid simen. And everybody agrees. Emavirim ala oichlan. V'acha the simen abam elav kamefugi Tanakama sover simen abam elav lo have a simen. Yehuda Sover have a simen. The Gemara gives a different explanation why the machloikis that we have between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah is not connected to the machloikis of Rabbi and Rava regarding Simen HaOsir L'Doros. Ikadamri, Savru the Kula Alma, everybody, both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda are in agreement that Simen Abba Me'elav have a Simen. As long as there's a unique feature, it doesn't make a difference if it was done deliberately or not. It's a valid simen. Moreover, simen la'asa l'doris, if a simen easily falls off, lo'y have a simen. It's not considered a simen. My laugh, and what is going to be the machlokes of the Rab Tarakama and Rabbi Yehuda. My love, the machloikas is Mavir Ma Oichel Kamefki. How far do we have to show this respect to food? Masav and Mavirim. And therefore, since people pass by the food, it becomes a simon osir ledoris. And therefore, since it's a simon osir ledoris, everybody will agree that it's not considered a valid simon. And Rasava, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion holds, emavirin, and therefore it's considered a valid simon. Omar Azvid says the Gemara, this explanation of the machloikis of the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Azvid Mishmei Derava, Isak Datach, if we're going to say that Sava Tanakama simon also Ledoris will have a simon that comes off easy is not a simon, and he's going to hold Mavir Maloichrim, so then we have a question. Why are Kikr Shabbal Abayis B'Shus Rabbim Amay Machris? If Mavirim Ala Oichlin is considered, if the people are Mavirim Ala Oichlin, then, and this is a Simen Osi Lidoris, why is it a valid Simen? And therefore, El Amar Azud Mishmei Derava, the way to understand, he says, the Machloikus of the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda, is the Kulam Savri, everybody agrees that Simen Osi Lidoris have a Simen. A Simen that's going to come off easily is a Simen. Umavir and Alaiklan, people don't necessarily show the proper respect to the food. For Hochab, and what is the Machloikus? The Simen Abam Elif Kamifki, if a Simen wasn't deliberately created. Mar Sovar, the Tanakama Sovar, Tanakama's opinion is Simen Abam Elif. Since, as we explained earlier, it wasn't made as a simon. Lo have a simon. Yehuda Sover, Yehuda's opinion is have a simon. Rav Amalach, and Rabbi tells us, the Kulama, the simon also Ladaris, a simon that people are going to trample on, lo have a simon. Everybody will agree it's not a valid simon. Vei mavir mal oichlan. V'hocha, b'simon abba me'elov, kamifki. Rabbi says that everybody's agreement with me that Simen Habam Ha'osi L'Doris is not a Simen. And the Machloikus is, as we just explained, what is going to be the Halacha, the Simen Haba Me'elov. Tanakama Sava, Simen Haba Me'elov, Loi have a Simen. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, have a Simen that's considered a valid Simen. Amar Azvid, Mishmei Derava, Klala Daveda. As we've been speaking so much about Aveda, the halacha is that an yush in regards to Aveda. So it says, at what point is it considered that there was Aveda? Kivin Omar, when we hear the person who lost it says, Vailoi l'chsarkis, I suffered here a loss, that's a proof that miyash l'minei, that he had yush. Says the Rashba that it doesn't always mean that there was yush. What it means to say is like this. When something has a simon, so as we've been learning in our shiurim, the existence of a simon is clearly an indication that a person is not, that the owner of that object is not going to be miyash that quickly, because there's a simon. And therefore, he says, the existence of a simon is a proof, the existence of a simon requires a strong yish. What is the definition of a strong yish? When we hear that the owner of that object says, Vail chsar kis, this was a huge loss. Whereas, he says, the Rashba says, when it's something that doesn't have a simon, so his hope of retrieving what was lost is obviously much less. And there, Vail chasar and kiss would not be necessary. That's the way I saw the Rashba explains. I also saw that the Rishonim point out that when we learned Masechet Baba Kama, we spoke extensively about Yiyush as far as Gzela. And the Rishonim point out that the halachas of Yiyush regarding Gzela and the halacha of Yiyush regarding an Aveda are not necessarily the same category. Vamar Azvim Mishmei Derava Hilchasa, the halacha is kriches, if you have loaves that don't have a simen, harei b'rishus rabim, if they're found in b'rishus rabim and they roll around, So the makom is not a simon. Hare el shaloi. Rishus hayochid. And if these blows were found in Rishus hayochid, says the Gemara, e derech nefila, if it's obvious that the owner just lost them, hare el shaloi, it belongs to the person who found them. E derech hanocha. But if it's obvious that the person deliberately left it there, noitel or machris, then he has to make an announcement that somebody lose something over here and see what kind of response that he gets. The Zeh, and says the Gemara, this that we said, that when you find the Rishus Rabbim, or this that we've said, the Zeh, that you find the Rishus Yochid, is only B'dov Hashem by Simon. Then the finder could keep it. Aval B'dov Hashem by Simon, if there's a clear Simon, Loishna B'Rishus Rabbim, the Loishna B'Rishus Yochid makes no difference where it was found. Bein Derech Nefila, Bein Derech Hanocha, it doesn't make a difference if it's obvious, just fell or lost. In all cases, then the halacha requires chayiv lahakris, you have to make an announcement. Our Mishnah taught us that if you found machroizah shaldogim means that it's a fish that are tied onto a rope, so it's considered as if it doesn't have a simen. Ask the Gemara, Bramai, why is that not considered a simen? Levakesher, the way that they were tied together should be considered a simen. Answers the Gemara, the katri the tzaydi. It's talking about a standard knot, the kula alma halchim katri. This is a standard knot that everybody ties this way, and therefore it can't be used as a simen. Moreover, I saw that the Achrayim point out that there was a standard number of fish that always were tied together. So the number of fish cannot serve as a simen. But ask the Gemara, will have a minion simon. Says the Gemara, a minion the shavin. It's the same number always. By minayim Rav Sheshes, minion have a simon. I have a simon. Is a number considered a simon where it's not a standard number? Amul Rav Shesh tenisua matzakli kasevakli nechayshes. If you found silver vessels or copper vessels, gastrin shalaver, or you found a piece of lead. The kol klimatchus, so anything made out of metal, hareza lo yachser at sheitin ois, until the person who says he lost it could give a simon. Oi at shechaven mishkel oisav, until he could give us the exact weight. Says the Gemara, umid the mishkel have a simon. If weight is considered a simon, then mida, the dimensions, and minyan, now we have a simon. And the way I saw the Rishonim explain this Gemara, it was much more common to have a uniform weight than to have a uniform size or number. We learned in the Mishnah, v'chaticha shel basar, if you find pieces of meat, the halach is harei l'shaloi, it belongs to the finder. Again, ask the Gemara, amai, lava mishkel simon, why should the weight not be considered a valid simon? Answers the Gemara, v'mishkel d'shavin. There was a uniform standard weight. But to have a chaticha gufa simon, why should the way the meat is cut, shouldn't that be a standard, why shouldn't that be a simon? Or the dafka, let's look for where the meat came. Did it come from the neck? Or the atma, did it come from the thigh? Miloy tanya, have we not learned in a braisa, asked the Gemara, matzo chaticha shadogim, if you found pieces of fish, v'dog nochesh, or you find a piece of fish that was sort of bitten into, so it doesn't look like a regular piece of fish, the loch is chayiv lahachris. However, chavish l'yayin, if you find barrels of wine, v'shashemen or oil, v'shatfu v'shagroig v'shazayisim, harayil shaloi. So we see that when it doesn't look like it usually looks, it's a good simon. So ask the Gemara, why is that not going to be considered a good simon in our Mishnah as well? Answers the Gemara, answers the Gemara that hachav ma'iskinen b'dikas simanu b'paska, when the way it was cut is unusual. It wasn't cut in the normal fashion. Kihar the Rav Barafuna, as the Gemara says, Rav Barafuna would very commonly mechatech le'atlos karnasa. He would cut the meat with like a hamantash, three corners. And since that wasn't the normal way of cutting, that's why it's considered a valid siman. Dekanami diktani says the Gemara, because look at the Braisa. When the Braisa spoke about the pieces of meat, it also spoke about bag nochush, noshucha, a fish that has a bite in it, which of course is unusual. Shmamina, only when it's not a standard cut, then the halacha is it considered a siman. If it's standard cut, it's not going to be considered a valid siman. Amamar, we just learned in the Braisa, if you found chavi shal yayim, shal shem, shal tfuv, shal groigav, shal zesim, harel shalai, they belong to the finder. Says the Gemara, for Tanan, we're going to learn in a Mishnah on Daf Chof Heyom and Aleph the Kada Yayin, the Kada Shemin Chayv LaHakris. How do we reconcile this Braisa Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Amram Zera Amarav Masnisin Barashim. The Mishnah is speaking about there that after they opened it, they would put on it a simen, and since that they put on the special mark that it should, that was the way that's a valid simen. And the way Tosfos and Rashba and Ritva explain that everybody had their own unique simen. That's the way they explain, and that's why it's certainly considered a very valid simen. Rashi seems to learn that the fact that it has a roshim is enough of a reason that it should be considered a simen, because not all barrels had that roshim. The fact that this barrel has a roshim makes it unique, and therefore it's considered a valid simen. Again, explains the Gemara, Amar Rav Zera Amarav, Masnisim Baroshim, because it's roshim, that's why it's a valid simen. Mechlal, says the Gemara, if that's the way we're reconciling the Mishnah and the Braisa, obviously the Braisa is speaking about Pesuach. There was an open barrel. But ask the Gemara, Ibu Pesuach, Aveda Medasu, the people who leave an open barrel is certainly open to all sorts of things falling into the barrel. How can we say that's certainly something that he knew that he's not responsible for? Why would that even be a question? The Braisa is not referring to a completely uncovered barrel. It's talking about a case where it was covered but not sealed. The Mishnah and the Braisa are both speaking by Roshim. It's before the wine season began, and therefore very few people make roshim on their barrels. And since so very few people make roshim on the barrel, at that time, roshim is a simon. Acher, kan, the Braisa speaks about lachab, sheniftach oitzrus, and everybody makes a roshim on their barrels, and therefore it's not a simon. And the Gemara says, ki had rav yakob bar abba ashkel chavita dechamra, and found a barrel of wine. Lacha shniftach oitzrus, after the wine season began, everybody was selling the new wine. Also kameh dabai amalei, he told the finder, zil l'kol nafshach, you could keep it, because the roshim at this point is no longer a simon. B'amenei b'bim rav Nachman. Another question, makom, the place that where something is found. Have a simon, oyla have a simon. Is it considered a valid simon or not? Amalei, so Rav Nachman responded to Nesua. It seems that the Braisa answered your question. The Braisa says, Matzah chavi shal yayim, v'shal shem, v'shal tfu, v'shal grogus, v'shal zesim, harei el shaloi, the finder could keep it. But says the Gemara, Isak adatach, if we're going to say that the place is a simon, makom, have a simon, lichris makom. Of course, the Ritva asks a question in the previous Gemara. Even if it's Roshim, why can we accept it? Why do you say Shkola Nafshach? How could he be confident that it's kosher wine? So the Ritva says a very interesting teretz. He says all kosher wine had a hechsher on them. But the fact that it had a hechsher on them doesn't mean that we know it's kosher. It means belongs to a certain person. And that's why the kashrus mark is not a simon. So again, if where you find it is a siman, why is the halacha in the braisa that all these objects may be kept by the finder? Answers: the Gemara Amar Rav Zvid, Hachem Ma'iskin. The braisa speaking about a case Baraksa than the Hara, that it's left at the port, and since it's left at the port, that's not considered that the makam where all the barrels are left should be a siman. Amar Rav Mari, my Tama. Amar Rabbanan, Raksa than the Hara, lo have a siman. He explains why is the port not a siman. Just like you left it there. Somebody else left it there as well. Hahu Gavra, says the Gemara, there was a person, Ashka Kufra be Mitzarta. He found tar in the wine press. Also came to Rav, and he went to Rav to ask what is the status. Omale Zakol you could keep it. So Rav saw that the person was not comfortable. He was not comfortable. Give from that tar to my son Chia. If I would think that what you took is considered a stolen object, I certainly wouldn't tell you to. I wouldn't let my son take from it. So ask the Gemara, isn't this clearly an indication that Rav's opinion is that Mokum will have a siman, that it's not considered a siman? Amar Rab Abba, to which Rab Abba explained, Mishum Yish Baal Nagaba. The reason Rav was so lenient is because he was certain that the owners had already been miyash from it. The Chaz of the Kadve Chilfi, he saw that there were already thorns next to this tar. If there were thorns there, obviously it was a situation that they were there for quite a while. And since they were there for a while, it's a proof that the owner of this tar had been miyash. The Rishonim ask a question. Why did the owner of the wine press not automatically assume ownership of this Aveda, since it wasn't his property? And we learned extensively earlier in the Masecht and Dafir Aleph that Bakinya Chatzar. So the fact that this was in his Chatzar should be an indication that belongs to him. So then Muki Yosef answers that we learned also on Daf Chaf Aleph a different concept, and that is the concept of Besura Osul Yodei. He says, since this Aveda was lost in the wine press prior to Yush of the owner, even though the owner was ultimately Miyash, the Yush is not effective in permitting the owner of the wine press to take possession of this Aveda, because it's Besura Osul Yodei. And as we explained when we learned the concept of Besura Osul Yodei, the definition of Besura Osul Yodei doesn't mean you did something wrong. It means that when you got it, you weren't allowed to keep it. And therefore, the halacha is that we can't, if you came to you at that time, you didn't have a kinyan chatzar. Another teretz that Ritva suggests is that this was a chatzar she'en mishtameres, and we learned on Dafir Aleph that a chatzar she'en mishtameres is not considered a valid chatzar. And therefore, he says that it's not, that you can't use kinyan chatzar. The Rav Shmuel Rizovsky says that when the owner, as we just learned, Rav says, was eventually miyash, why don't we say that at that point it should become his, of the owner of the wine press? So says Rav Shmuel Rizovsky that kinyan chatzar, in a place where you weren't able to have a kinyan chatzar, cannot automatically happen. He suggests kinyan chatzar can't happen automatically if it didn't happen at the beginning. It's very interesting that the Yavetz points out that the Gemara says that this person wasn't so comfortable with Rav's psak, and in order for Rav to make him comfortable with his psak, he said, go share it with his son. He says, if he wanted to show that he's confident that what Rav wanted to show that he's confident that what he's doing is right, So why didn't he say, give me a share? Why did he bring his son into the story? So the Yavet says a beautiful pshat. He says, if he would have said, I want a part of this, then everybody would say, yeah, the reason he passed in this way is because he wanted to get a share of it. And that's why they would question if there were ulterior motives in his psak. But when he says, give it to my son, it won't look so unpleasant that Rav is paskening and then taking part of it. That's why Rav said, give to my son. He didn't say, give to me.